You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Great Broadway Game Show Competition. I am your host, Todd Graff. I'm happy to be with you again. And, you know, I just want to take a second. I'm going to kill Andrew Lippa's fantastically catchy theme song to remind everybody, you know, that you can watch this show. You don't have to only listen to it. And in fact, as an Easter egg for those who watch, at some point in the show today, I'm going to hold up a prize. Neither I nor anybody else is going to say anything about it when it happens. You'll have to be watching the show to know what it is. So it's going to be something that you can't get anywhere else because I own it. And then the first person who sends me a message at bpn.fm/gameshow correctly identifying the prize will win it, and I will send it to you. But you have to watch. So that's my master plan to get more people to watch. So I will introduce to you my wonderful co-host, the yin to my yang, the Steve Rossi to my Marty Allen. This is Andrew Lippa.
Woo! I'm so excited that you're Marty Allen. That really, well, really got, you know, I did not expect that pairing to, it's like, you know, wine and cheese.
All right, Andrew, let's jump into it. Let us meet our fantastic players. And right now, here is our first guest. Oh! I feel like, is she even recognizing her own song? Yes, she is.
I'm just in a state of shock, quite frankly.
Oh.
You found that one. That one doesn't really make it around the Broadway circle.
Oh, we are famous.
This intro.
We are famous for our introduction curating here. That's like our thing. Yes, absolutely. So our first guest has appeared on Broadway in In the Heights, but I am going to stop it now. There. In the Heights, On Your Feet, The Full Monty, the sensational new movie version of West Side Story, and familiar to us all as the host of Andrea Mondays on Stars in the House, which helped us get through the darkest days of the pandemic. It is Andrea Burns, everybody.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. I'm in a state of shock that you just played my electronic dance hit.
Oh, are you kidding? 100 stories. Wait, listen. If you were the type of person who went out to clubs like in the mid-aughts, you definitely danced. There's like 100 remixes of the song, but it was inescapable, to at least in my circles.
It was number 2 on the Billboard charts in 2006, if you can believe that.
I do. I
just
want to listen.
You learn on the Great Broadway Game Show Competition. I did not know that.
And Andrea, you know, I in doing my heavy research of looking at Wikipedia, we have something in common, which I never knew. You were on the revived series of The Electric Company.
Yes.
You know,
Mrs. Spamboni.
Ah, nice. I was on the original show from 1859 to 1861.
Come on.
Yes. Thomas Edison himself made the show for Todd Graff.
Well, that's right. You know, when
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, when the Civil War broke out, production stopped like on everything. I mean, you think the pandemic shut down Broadway? You try being in the cast of Our American Cousin. It was not easy. Well, welcome, Andrea.
Thank you.
Our next guests are an old married couple sharing a computer, but let us take them on one at a time because that's what they deserve, which sounds like a line in a porn movie. Okay, here comes our... Now, I think that ski must have been cloned. Because there is no explanation otherwise for his ability to do so many things, to wear so many hats, be in so many places. I was trying to make a list. He's on cruise ships. He's doing his concert series in Provincetown. He's writing novels. He's streaming wildly successful concerts every week that raise enormous amounts of money for the Actors Fund, which, by the way, is the charity we're representing here today. He co-wrote and starred in the hilarious Broadway musical Disaster, which is what we were just listening to now, with him doing Mockingbird with Rachel York. And he was even a fucking contestant on Cash Cab, all while hosting his own show. I haven't even gotten to the main thing, his main gig, hosting his own show on Sirius Radio's Broadway channel. It is, if he decides to rejoin us, the multi-talented and probably Ritalin addicted Seth Radetzky. Hey, Seth.
Hi, sorry, I was walking away because we have four dogs all vying for space in this room. Hi, everybody. Wow, what a nice introduction. Thank you. And P.S., the Cash Cab thing was basically, I would say it was a snuff film. They interviewed me for a quote-unquote TV show, and they were like, oh, we're hiring you to be the host. I'm like, that's amazing. And they're like, a cab's going to come pick you up on the corner of 75th and Columbus. I'm like, can I negotiate the contract with an agent? Like, no, we're not negotiating. And just the cab came to pick me up, and it was literally the Cash Cab. So I would say it was basically like the scariness of a snuff film without the actual murder at the end.
Well, you are... certainly the only person I know who has ever been on Cash Cab. So I'm very impressed. All right, here we go, because you get your own intro music. Actor, playwright, producer of the aforementioned Disaster, also tireless fundraiser for worthy causes, and Seth's Goyish better half, James Wesley. Hi, James.
Hi. Is that because I'm from Texas?
Yes.
I was like, I thought, well, maybe you would be picking from YouTube me singing from Andrew Lipa's Wild Party, but no, it's Texas, hee-haw, which I don't know how to do any of that.
No, but I, you know, you're Texas born and bred, no?
That is true.
Yeah. Yes, true. And I, can I just say, James, that I loved Unbroken Circle. Unbroken Circle, and shame on you if you don't know, is a play that James wrote and acted in. I saw it at St. Luke's Playhouse, and it's about an extremely dysfunctional family in Texas, right? As I recall.
That's right.
And dealt with, I mean, it was funny, but it was very serious. It dealt with generational kind of collateral damage of sexual abuse and other traumas. And it was engrossing. It was what we used to call a well-made play. And I just loved it.
Oh, thank you.
In honor of all the spectacular work that you guys do on behalf of the Actors Fund, this week, as I said, we are going to feature the Actors Fund as well. So you at home, please go either to our website, which is bpn.fm/gameshow, or to actorsfund.org in order to donate. It would be much appreciated. Do you want to give like the quick spiel about why they're so important, why you're so passionate about them?
Well, I mean, the Actors Fund is for any professional in entertainment, whether you're in New York, Los Angeles, or in Ohio, behind the scenes, on stage, and it's they've given well over $22 million just since the pandemic began in direct financial assistance to people who need help with their rent and utilities and food and medical insurance and deductibles for whatever. I mean, they're an amazing organization. And, you know, Andrew has been a part of it from the beginning, too. But also lately, right, Andrew, your project of getting people, artists who moved out of the city, moved back. You were just on our show.
Places Please Project. And we are now affiliated with the Actors Fund, working to help people come back to work in New York City who work in the theater and help them find a place to live.
So great. Right. So many people have moved back with their families, and now they can move back to get work, but it's expensive to move back. It's such a great, specific idea, Andrew. Bravo.
Thank you.
I agree. Bravo. Well, they need all the help we can give them. So to go to, if you can, either bpn.fm/gameshow or actorsfund.org, and whatever you can throw their way, it would be much appreciated. Okay, so we have Andrea, Seth, James, but you say you want more? Give me more, give me more, give me love and give me more. Well, we spared no expense, and our next player. Oh, hell yeah. She was Tony nominated for her performance in Beautiful, the Carol King musical. She's been on Broadway in Avenue Q, Xanadu. She was fantastic in the musical. I'm going to just quiet it down, though. Much as I love it, I can't hear myself. She was fantastic in the musical of Almost Famous. Anybody who, like me, got to see her play the Frances McDormand role at the Old Globe is where I saw it, which I assume is coming to New York, but I will ask her. Please welcome Shafrika the White Girl, a.k.a. Anika Larson.
What's up? Oh, that was fun. Can I tell you? So my name is Anika. I often get Annika or Annika. And we were having a play date on the playground with my four-year-old and two other four-year-olds and their moms. We're in the suburbs where I live now. And one of them said, so how do you say your name? And I was like, you know, I actually have a rap song about it. And she was like, ha. And I was like, no, really, I have a rap song with a whole song. It's just how you all just rhymes with Anika. And so then I said, I'll sing it for you guys next time. And then after I left, I thought, oh, I could just send them the YouTube video. And I sent it to them and then realized after I sent it, it starts with she's Shafrika, the white girl, she couldn't be whiter. And they don't know anything about me. And so just, I was immediately like, oh no. And then I sent them a text saying, okay, but see, this is a play I wrote about growing up with nine brothers and sisters adopted from all over the world. It's about identity and the assumptions we make about each other. It's not just me. I was a little bit mortified. Literally neither mother has responded to the text.
Well, welcome, Anika. And now, this is lastly but not leastly, I'm just going to run through your CV. Your Disaster, 9 to 5, Young Frankenstein, High Fidelity, All Shook Up, Moving Out. You have to be a really good dancer to do Moving Out. Footloose. I know, except you didn't dance. Footloose. I guess somebody has health insurance all the time. It is the lovely and talented Paul Castry.
I was big in the 90s. Thank you. So great to be here.
So great to have you. When I asked Seth, who we wanted to play with today, and you were right at the top of the list. Now, is that because you know everything about musicals or because you know nothing and he's desperate to win?
Well, it's not. Seth is, first of all, not competitive. What? No, I think it's just that, he's used to having me around. I'm part of the Seth Collective.
Well, welcome. All right, the rules of the game are very simple, and here they are. It's basically name that show tune. So I'm going to divide you guys up into teams, and like on Family Feud, each individual player gets a turn. So I'm going to play a small portion of the song, and the person whose turn it is needs to guess both the song title and the name of the show it's from, and each of those is worth a point. If you guess anything wrong, the opposing team then can guess, and they can steal any points that you had left there. And if they then guess wrong, it comes back to your original team as a team, and you guys can confer and try and steal back whatever's left. That's the whole game, basically. Does that sort of make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, today's teams are Seth, James, and Andrea versus Anika, Paul, and Lippa. And so, having said all that, let us, at long last, play the Great Broadway Game Show Competition. And that means that Seth Radetzky, you are up first, and it is your turn. You ready?
My God, the pressure. Yes. Okay.
Here you go.
Hmm. Okay, so I have the vamp down. Right. On no level do I know that song, but I love it because it has so the essence of like Is Your Life After High School. It's so the Craig Cornelia, Andrew Lippa, Jason Robert Brown, Bill Finn. It's that 70s pop. I love the sound. But in terms of the name, the artist, literally 100% zero. So far our team has zero.
Fair enough. I just know you'll make up ground. The other team now, as a team now, you guys have a guess?
So we can discuss this team first if anybody has
cheating.
A guess about a team. So
Andrew, Paul, what do you know? Think?
I have no idea. I have no idea. It could be a song from like a show that they did above the roundabout last week, or it could be something from 1981, like a Doonesbury or something. But like I do not know. I have no
I feel
idea.
Like- The fact that it's women is probably telling us something, but
right.
I have like, no idea what it's telling us.
Could it be like First Wives Club or something like that? Or
Could be the Witches of Westwick.
Right, Witches of Eastwick. It could
I'm sensing grasping at straws, so I'm going to throw
I
it
guess?
Back to the other team.
Is that what
team?
It's called? It's grasping at straws.
No. back to Seth's team, got a guess as a team?
This is my only guess, only because Anika was like, it's women. I'm just going to go literally like, A, my name is still Alice. Anybody?
Correct. A, my name is Alice.
Whoa.
Okay,
that's amazing.
That's a point.
The human
Although
Britannica.
You got a big assist from Anika on that one.
I did.
So do we
did.
Get half that point? I feel like we get half that point.
But that's A, my name is Anika.
Anyway, and the song is called All Girl Band. Here's the great chorus.
Oh. For this song.
Yeah. The type to fail.
Yes, indeed. It was a big hit, that show. It ran forever.
Now, by the way, listen, to be fair, I gave the title of the sequel, A, My Name is Still Alice.
Right. And to be fair, I allow it because I took this from the actual recording of A, My Name is Still Alice.
Still got it.
Wow.
There you go.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
All right. And so that means next up is Anika. Here you go.
Boy, my woman keeps me warm. Who's his woman? I feel if I knew that, I'd know everything. Guys.
No.
I don't know. It's got a disco feel, and I don't know.
All right.
Sorry, team. I'm
Fair
sorry.
Enough.
Oh, no.
Make a guess.
Knows it so well.
Fair enough.
Make a guess. Is it? It's not Saturday Night Fever.
It is Saturday Night Fever.
It is. Yes,
well
but
done.
I don't know the name of the song. But
okay.
I bet Paul does.
But you get a point. All right, other team. The title of the song.
What is the name?
Well,
of the
just
song?
FYI, I feel so bad for Paul, who is being tortured because he did the show on Broadway. Second of all, I also did the show on Broadway, so it's very unfair. But the answer is,
oh, good.
You should be dancing.
Yeah. Correct. One point each.
And I did
so
the show
you know,
at my bar mitzvah.
And just so you know, the it's unfair because I was in it. it would be literally impossible to curate this game and avoid song. I mean,
yes,
there's hundreds of people playing this game who have done thousands of Broadway shows. So we ignore that criticism.
So it's not unfair. It's tough shit.
Yeah, exactly. The sequel's unfair. All right. That means that next up is James. Here you go, James.
Okay. Someone must save this sweet raven-haired maiden, though surely the cost will be steep. So we lads all drew lots, our insides tied in knots, and I won, and the rest went to sleep. So I picked up my staff and I followed the trail of his smoke to the mouth of the cave. And I bid him come out, yea, forsooth I did shout, ye fool dragon, be gone or behave.
Well, I don't know the show, but I'm going to guess that it's Secret Garden, because that's
Correct.
Made of Tinkin. But I do not know the name of the song.
Okay, fair enough. Other team?
Well, I knew it was The Secret Garden and Mandy Patinkin. And I know the name writers, I know the director, I know the producer, but right. The name of the song would be something else.
Something about a dragon.
It's like the story of Lucy and Jesse or something like
okay.
that.
Okay. Other team, back to the other team.
You know?
I'm just more curious whether Mandy was marking or that's full out. Because it was so soft. The softest.
I think it's acting is what he was doing.
Exactly.
Tiniest he's got, tone.
He's got in Lily's eyes later to let loose.
Oh, that's okay. true.
Just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know either.
All right. That is Race You to the Top of the Morning from The Secret Garden. All right, Paul, this is your turn, Paul.
Okay.
Mother said straight ahead, not to delay or be misled. I should have heeded her advice, but he seemed so nice. And he showed me things, many beautiful things that I hadn't thought to explore. They were off my path, so I never had dared. I had been so careful, I never had cared. And he made me feel excited, well, excited and scared.
Well, I know that's Into the Woods.
It is. That's a
and
point.
And I could sing the song, but what the hell is that? I don't know the title of it. I know. I'm sorry.
No. Okay. Let's throw it over to the other team.
Sorry, team.
I Know Things Now.
It is.
By Danielle Ferland. I sang at her wedding, by the way.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, it's just called I Know Things Now. Okay.
Yeah.
I
Know
Things Now.
Very good.
You know what? I went into a panic too, Paul. I was like, what is the name of the song? So I totally had that same panic.
Well, I was confused with Snoopy, which there's a song called I Know Now, I believe, right? There it is. That's, yeah.
I love that song.
I know now that you can't get enough.
All right.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so, but you do get the point for Into the Woods, and then Andrea gets the point for the title of the song. And now it is Andrea's turn.
Yes. Okay.
He should need the FBI. Then he will have the FBI.
With all the favors that he's done.
Annie.
Yes, Annie.
Ooh, but now I'm stuck for what the song is.
It's not I Know Now.
It's not I Know Now or I Know Things Now. Oh, I'm going to have to throw this to my partners if the other team doesn't get it.
Yeah,
okay,
we
fair
know
enough.
What it is, but try other team.
So what
other
is the team. Name of the song, other team?
I think there's J. Edgar Hoover actually in the title, isn't it?
The court, we'd like to thank you, Herbert Hoover.
Yeah, but that's not from We'd Like to
Hoover. Oh, right. Oh, okay, you're right. God, I just did the show.
This is hard. These are hard songs.
Okay.
Let's go back to Radetzky.
Back up to the... Let me ask. This is not final answer. I just want to say if I'm right, having been with him for 15 years. Is it Hooverville?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so what is it?
They keep saying to her, no, you won't be an orphan for long.
Correct. There's the point. But your team gets the 2 points. So well done as a team.
Yeah, now Beyonce, we are... Did Beyonce record that song?
No.
Here you go, that's Andrew Lippa. Andrew Lippa, this is yours.
Yes.
I have never heard that song in my entire life.
And I can guarantee you that you have.
I have no idea. I'm going to, any guess I make is going to be like, if I say Equus the Musical.
It's similar to a song from that, but no. Other team, got a guess?
Yes, and again, poor Paul Castry. That was the exit music or the goodbye or the post bows from Young Frankenstein.
That's not correct. And so I throw it back to
but
Anderson.
How about the haughtiness in my pocket?
Oh yeah, you were so confident.
I love that. I was like,
wait a minute. I don't know that song.
It was like while it was playing, he was like, Paul knows this.
Wait a minute.
Apparently Paul knows what it is. Paul.
Is it from the...
It's not Young Frankenstein. No,
you can't.
It did make me think. It did sort of sound like the producers to me, though. But
it is the producers.
I did the producers.
It's goodbye from the producers. It's the last song in the producers.
We got a point.
Yes, Paul.
Wait, I did that show, and I literally thought that I saw it when Paul did it. I was thinking that show for 3 years.
In other words, you played that song.
But Seth, did you play Fantine, and you're not in the end, so you can leave before the bows?
No, because I came back as a bullet boy. Wait, oh my God, I cannot believe, I knew that song by heart, and I literally thought it's because I heard I hate myself and everything I stand for.
Make it easy on yourself. Ooh. All right, so now we are up to, here, you can redeem yourself now because it's your turn. Here is Seth.
You're up.
I love it. I'm actually more familiar with the version from Duets, the Emily Skinner, Alice Ripley version, but that is the original from the magic show, Solid Silver Platform Shoes.
2 points. Well done.
Amazing.
Very
so
impressive.
Good. Such a great
I'm
song.
In over my head.
Well done. Okay, Anika, this is yours.
Let me say about it better.
Well, that sure sounds like American Utopia.
It is American Utopia.
But the name, I don't know, Home? Is the name of it Home?
No, that's not the name of the song, but good you get guess. A point for the show. Other team know the name of the song?
Andrea, you were nodding.
I was nodding because I knew it was American Utopia, but not because I know the name of the song.
She's also sleepy.
Burning Down the House, only song I know from.
No. Anybody on the board? Anybody in the game know it?
Make it up.
It's called This Must Be the Place.
This Must Be the Place.
Yes. Parentheses, Naive Melody. I love that song. Okay, here is James's turn.
Okay, at first I thought, oh, this is the overture for, you know, All That Jazz, because in the beginning it sounds like it. And then I'm like,
Chicago?
Yeah, from Chicago. And then I'm like, oh, perfect. And then I'm like, oh, gosh. all right, let me think this through. Charleston, right. Not that I know musicals that have Charlestons, but I did see Jerome Robbins Broadway. So I almost want to feel like, what was the show that was in that was represented? I can't think of it. High Button Shoes. Could that be it?
No, I mean, High Button Shoes was in Jerome Robbins Broadway, but this is not High Button Shoes.
Okay, so there you go.
All right, fair enough. Other team got a guess?
I think I know what it is.
Anybody on our team?
Well, Charleston musicals, I mean, The Boyfriend, or what was that? I almost
feel like it's from The Drowsy Chaperone, but I don't think it's from The Drowsy Chaperone.
Or like Me and My Girl or something like
that. Right, something like that.
I don't know if it's Me and My Girl. Okay. Let's take a guess. The Boyfriend.
Let's say we're going to guess The Boyfriend.
Not The Boyfriend, I'm sorry. Other team?
Those were good options, though.
This is what I think, Andrea. What do you think?
Boyfriend.
It's a kind of wild guess because I don't know it that well, but I'm wondering about Grand Hotel.
That's what I think it is.
It is Grand Hotel.
I was going to say Grand Hotel.
You know the name of the song?
Is it H-A-P-P-Y?
2 points. Well done.
O-H-M-Y-G-O-D.
And I knew they did a Charleston too in Grand Hotel.
That was Andrea. That was when we first moved to New York, me and Andrea. That was our early years.
Okay, this is Paul's turn. Here you go.
I altered the drape of a drop of my bodice and softened the shape of my brow. I followed directions and made some connections, but what do I do now?
Well, I know the show is MAME.
It is MAME.
And the song is... It's not I Lived. What do I do now? What is the name of the song? Mrs. Burnside.
All right.
I'll just guess, what do I do now?
No, I'm sorry. Not a good guess, but not right. Other team.
Well, the devastating part about this, Seth, you know the name of it?
No, because of course
I think the devastating part about this is I think it's called Gooch's Song.
It is called Gooch's Song. There's the point. Andrea's turn. Yes. Here you go.
Love is rare. Life is strange. My old friend, and I say, let's get together. I'm under the weather. Another love has come to an end.
That that's Old Friend from I'm Getting My Act Together and Taking It on the Road.
That's exactly what it is.
Bravo, I'm Getting My Act Together, Taking It on the Road. What a great show.
I know.
Fabulous, fabulous.
That show.
Yeah. Okay, Lipa, this is you.
We weren't born to stand still, and a question of will, gotta move, it's a fact. You were born to react, you were made to behave like you will in the grave. When the music is played, well, your soul will be swayed, and your feet, they will move, as if only to prove that it wasn't by chance we were destined to dance.
This is the end of the road for me. I usually know the songs. Something has happened. I've clearly crossed a Rubicon. It's Billy Elliot. I have no idea.
It is Billy Elliot.
Oh my God! It's Billy Elliot.
Of course it is.
And it's Born to Boogie.
Correct. 2 points.
Oh my God! I got it right.
This is, I think, your strategy is to lower expectations so much, and then wow. Like a python, you strike. All right, and now let's find out the scores on the doors. They are Team Seth has 13 points, Team Lipa has 7 points. So it's 13-7. This round is called the Singing Lipogram, and here is how it works. I'm going to play a piece of a song, but at some point I will stop abruptly, like in musical chairs. Players must then buzz in, and whoever buzzes in first has to sing the next line or the next couple of lines, whatever it is, to get to the natural end of the phrase, picking up from where the song stopped. And each song is worth 2 points, but if you buzz in before the music stops, your guess doesn't count. So wait till I stop the music. The Singing Lipogram is presented by the legendary summer camp, Stage Door Manor. And I'm going to quote them. Stage Door Manor offers total theater immersion, plus all the fun of a great summer camp. At Stage Door Manor, performers of all levels, beginner and advanced, find expression and fulfillment on stage and in the classroom. You will perform because everyone is cast in a show. You will learn with directors, choreographers, and vocal coaches who have been selected because of their years of experience motivating and guiding young performers. And I went there as a kid, so I can vouch for it. It is fantastic. And so here we go with the first Singing Lipogram. Remember to wait until after I stop the song.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they throw. Papa would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Gold.
Paul.
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves.
That's enough.
No, everybody's going to know that part.
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. The people of the town, they call me. Oh, sorry. That's all. I can't think of the next line. Right.
Fair enough. It sounded lovely, though. Lipa, you're next.
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. Sorry, but I'm not getting married today. Gypsies.
Okay. Andrea, you're up.
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We heard it from the people of the town. They called us.
Yeah!
Oh, I knew it was a very convincing share.
Yes. 2 points Andrea. For you. Okay, here comes the next Singing Lipogram.
And yet, of course, I'd rather like to revel. Uh-huh. I have no strong objection. Champagne. Uh-huh. My wardrobe is expensive as the devil. Uh-huh. Perhaps it is
Thank you. Andrea.
Right? Isn't that it?
That is it.
Nice.
Well done. All right. Here's the next singing lipogram.
I'm writing that one today. Yep.
Here's the next singing lipogram. Seth James, I don't know which one of you it is.
Presenting that three foot three bundle of dynamite. I think it's baby. I think it's baby June. I don't think it's Nancy June because you're two. I think it's the younger one.
So close. Everything right, but you left something out.
Presenting in person. That 3 foot three bundle of dynamite.
There you go. Since you're the only one who buzzed in, I'm going to give you those points.
Baby June.
There you go. Yes. Okay, here's the last singing lipogram. Seth James.
Just for this moment. If she's tramps and thieves. just for this moment. Dun, dun. I'll be
no. Okay. No one else with a guess? All right. I'm going to play Adina and you'll hear it.
Just for
the title.
Yes, the title.
What's that from?
It's called Wicked. It just opened.
Is that really from Wicked?
Yeah.
It really is from Wicked.
Oh.
That is a Wicked song, all right.
Todd is Easter egging.
I must say that these singing lipograms have become my favorite part of the show. Because they always seem to contain a surprise, and I love that. Okay. Now, because we're running so crazy late, I'm going to skip this next section, and we are going to go directly to the finale, Ultimo. Woo-woo! So what are the scores on the doors, please? Team Seth has 17, Team Lipa has 7.
Impossible now.
Time for you to step it up on the last song. So this is how it works. One song, and it's the same song for both teams. You need to guess both the song title and the show title, and you can confer with your team using your breakout rooms. But first, I'm going to send you to your breakout room so that you can decide how much you want to bet. You can bet all your points, none of them, any amount in between. Once you decide, please write it down. And that's what we're going to do next. It's 17-7, Seth's team leading Lipa's team, and go bet. And they are gone. But they're going to take forever because you know my thing about theater people and math. It's their game, but it doesn't mean they can do it. So rather than wait forever, through the magic of editing, they are back. All right. And so now here is the finale Ultimo song. Here we go. Okay, that's what you get. So now I'm going to send you back to your breakout rooms to confer on your guests. See ya. Now, while they're deciding on their guests, I'm just going to remind you that today we are featuring the Actors Fund as our charity. If you feel like you can, please go to bpn.fm/gameshow. That's bpn.fm/gameshow to link to their donation page and give whatever you can, or you can go to actorsfund.org. Also, let me remind you that you can actually watch this show. You don't have to just listen to it, and then you'll get the Easter eggs like the one that we did today. It's freaking hilarious to see these people's tortured faces as they sit there trying to guess the song. So you just go to bpn.fm/gameshow and click to watch. I think it's much better. Okay, so this particular finale ultimo, I think, is pretty straight down the middle, but sometimes I'm wrong when I think things like that. I mean, the show it's from was a hit. The song wasn't, I grant you, the big 11 o'clock number, but it was a big important number in the show. So I'm gonna put it at 70-30 that they both get it right, and that it's going to come down to the math of the bets about who wins, as it so often does. Okay, and I think here they come, and we are back. The time has come, the moment of truth. And so first I'm going to ask Team Lipa to show me the song and not the bet yet, but the song and show title. It's 17-7 going into this. And what is your guess?
You said this is the moment of truth, but we would like to consider this the moment of truce because we want to stay friends afterwards. So no matter what happens, we're waving a white flag with this guess.
So you say half a step behind from Aida. Okay. Correct. And Team Seth, what is your guess?
It's along those lines, but I think it's literally just called A Step Behind for some reason.
A Step Behind from Aida. Okay. Well, I will tell you both that, yes, of course, it is from Aida, but neither of you got the title of the song right. It's actually called A Step Too Far. And so, as predicted, it will come down to the math. 17-7. So, Team Lipa, what was your bet?
Well, we went all in.
All in, 7 points. So you're now losing 17-14. If Seth's team bet 3 points, it's a tie. Oh, no.
No, we're losing 17-14.
Every single game I screw that up. I was not a math major. It's 17-0 now. If they bet at all, then it ends in a tie. That's all you can hope for. So all Team Seth, how much did you bet?
We somehow thought this would make it a tie if one of us won, and I don't even know. We bet 7.
Seven. Oh, so by a score of 10-0, Team Seth wins. Good game. Well played.
Well done.
Well clap.
We were all a step behind on that one.
Yeah. Well, super fun. Thank you guys so much for coming and playing and doing the the great Broadway game show competition. And
tell all your friends, please, to tune in.
We hope to see you again sometime. Everybody keep checking us out here at the Broadway Podcast Network. Love you all. Give money to the Actors Fund. Thank you.
That was so fun.
Hi, that was wicked awesome. We'll be right back.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.